Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Enon.
Would be a little weird. Isn't that what you wanted to do yesterday?
I was going to, but then I remembered I was supposed to do chicken bone. So, you know.
I still think it's Enon.
Well, then fine then. I just wanted to make sure the good folks of Enon had their moment. So they have it today.
There you go.
Very good. Wherever you are in our great state, enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. And remember, every time you make a purchase at Strange Brew Coffee House, you can support the Bulldog Initiative, just like you can with our other sponsor here, Pip Printing and Signs. Guys, if you own a business, you are already spending money on printing. That is already in your budget. I am not asking you to spend more money or spend money somewhere you weren't planning on doing it. What I'm saying is, wherever you're spending your money on printing, you could switch it over to a Bulldog-owned business that's going to give 10% of every sale you make with them right back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. That is a great setup for you, for your business. Your business becomes known as a place that supports the Bulldog Initiative. More Bulldog fans want to shop with you. It just can't lose with Pip Printing and Signs. They've got signage for the outside of your business. They've got all your marketing materials, whatever it is. Give Camden Baker a call, 601-499-5216, to find out what services they can offer you and your business. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. They have the biggest and best selection of it in central Mississippi. And, folks, it is cold outside. It's going to be rainy, nasty over the next few weeks. That means we're getting close to baseball. The worse the weather is, the closer we are to baseball. So, if you need a new pullover, if you need to get something with the M over S, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant, the place to go for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, whenever you are in town. This weekend, if you're going to be here for basketball, you're staying the evening on a Saturday, going to wake up Sunday morning after church, head over to Restaurant Tyler. Enjoy a great brunch, the best in town. Robbie and I recommend the Mississippi River Biscuit. It's good. So
it is good.
It is good. Next time you're in town for Sunday brunch, you definitely want to go to Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Wherever you are in Central Mississippi, there's a Priority One Bank location near you, which means you can bank with them and bank with confidence that you've got a bank that's going to provide the small-town service that we all want with the big financial capabilities of a corporate bank. So you get the corporate bank ability without that corporate feel. And that's really what everybody's looking for. You want to do business with the people you know, the people you trust. That's why you want to do business with community banks like Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Mississippi State basketball dropped a game on Wednesday night to Kentucky, and that to me isn't the story, because Mississippi State, I guess it was one of those things I was aware of but never really thought about, that Mississippi State has never beaten John Calipari in the regular season in basketball. That is a
– Never.
That I did not know that. It's one of the I knew, but I didn't know.
The only game they won, they probably should have lost.
The SEC tournament game. couple years ago. That being said, I didn't think that the loss, you know, going up there and losing was the issue. My issue with Mississippi State basketball is, and what I wanted to talk about to start the show is, I feel like, you know, and this goes back to something we talked about in football too, lack of identity. You know, this team a year ago had an identity, right? You knew what they were when they went on the court. They were going to be a team that defended as hard as they could. They were going to make the game as ugly as possible, and in doing so, give themselves the best chance to win. This team has not been great defensively in conference play. You know, they gave up 82 points to Alabama, 90 points to Kentucky. South Carolina shot the ball pretty well against them. Kentucky or Tennessee put up 70 plus on them, and shot the ball well in the second half. This is not the same team that we saw a year ago. They don't seem to have that same defensive intensity, at least from my vantage point. What do you think, Robbie? Is this a team that's sort of struggling to find that identity that it had a season ago?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they still rank really high in defensive efficiency and all that stuff. It just seems like they've struggled a little bit to limit these high powering offenses, which, in fairness, Tennessee, they held them to 22 points in the first half. It wasn't great in the second half. They gave up 50. But you're talking about two, three of the four teams that they've played have three of the best offenses in the country. I think that's one thing to consider. These teams are just really good offensively, and Mississippi State's not going to play those teams every single year. So I think it'll even out a little bit. We'll be able to really tell whether or not they're truly defending how they should be, or if it's just teams just being significantly better on the offensive side of the ball. And we know South Carolina's better. And South Carolina's been shooting the ball much better from 3-point range this year. So let's see what they do, you know, when we get further into conference play and things start to settle in a little bit. But yeah, the last three games, especially outside of that first half against Tennessee, have not been great. They haven't. One thing the state did really well last year with Chris Jans was they forced teams to play their style of play. They made games ugly. They forced Alabama out of their pace. Alabama wasn't able to run the basketball like they usually do. The pace of play was significantly slower with what Mississippi State was doing defensively. They were forcing turnovers. They were not allowing them to get good shots off. So we hadn't seen that yet. We didn't see it against Alabama. Alabama played their style of basketball, and they scored 80 plus. Kentucky played their style of basketball. They scored 80 plus. It's just way too many points. And people talk about the offense, things like that. You know, state needs better offense, whatever. Well, they have made significantly greater improvements on the offensive side of the ball. But if you're allowing that many points, this is not a team that's going to be able to sustain success giving up 80 plus. That's not in the cards for a Chris Jans team ever.
I mean, last year, if you told me State's going to get 74 and 77 points, I think I'd tell you they're going to win those games. Now, granted, they got a lot of garbage time points last night against Kentucky. That 77 is not really indicative of how the game went. But regardless, you know, defensively, this team, they just aren't the same team as they were a season ago. And that's concerning when you're talking about you didn't really subtract anything. You just added to this team. Now, obviously one of the issues of this team, I think, is, you know, the depth right now is a problem with Keyshawn Murphy and Andrew Taylor missing games. With Taylor, I mean, I feel like you're almost better off at this point just saying, you know, it's time to move on. Still support him, still let him remain in Starkville, still give him the help that he needs. But there's no point in every week coming out and having to say he's not here. At some point, you just have to let the team know, okay, Andrew's not going to be with us anymore. With Keyshawn, I mean, you're getting to that point because it's just a distraction at this point. But man, the state could really have used him these past couple of games. They're having to go deeper into their bench than they want. I know they don't really want to give Jaquan Scott the minutes that he's getting right now. Those are minutes that would go to Keyshawn Murphy, and he would get more minutes than Scott is getting for sure.
Which is why I don't really understand why he's upset.
I think it goes back to that game in Tupelo where he had, you know, like 18 points or whatever he had. He had a tremendous offensive game. And I think he sees he can be a valuable contributor, and he can be. But, you know, and I think if you're a basketball player, you know, you see him, you're Keyshawn Murphy and you see, hey, look, I'm getting to the bucket, I'm getting buckets, I'm getting points on the board. And then you see Cam Matthews, who for all the good stuff he does for this team defensively and rebounding, isn't an offensive threat. I mean, a lot of times teams are playing 4-on-5 when State's on the offensive end because they don't really have to worry that much about Cam Matthews. I get where you're coming from if you're Keyshawn Murphy, but the way to
Cam does everything.
That's my point. The way to fix that, Keyshawn, is to do the things that Cam does, and then have your offensive game as well. Be a better player than Cam Matthews. You can do. He has the talent to do that.
I've also never understood just, you know, taking your ball and going home.
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that does for. If you're trying to transfer next year, I don't know what that does for your prospects. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone that left the team in the middle of the season because they were upset with playing time, what does that do for –
coaches are going to question that.
Yeah. And so I think what's happened here is he's gotten some advice from people back home, and we've seen this time and time again. A high school coach, a mentor – that thinks they have this player's best interest tells them they're not getting playing time, and you're actually damaging a player's career.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why these people think they're helping when in reality you're hurting a player's prospects.
Yeah.
You're making it more difficult for him if he's wanting to enter the transfer portal next year to find a spot. The guys that know they're going to transfer, that stick it out and continue to play hard and things like that, those guys can get help. And Chris Jans and his coaches here, they're going to tell other coaches the truth when they ask, well, what's going on here? Well, he left in the middle of the season. He wasn't happy with playing time, and he went back home. That's not going to go over well. And, you know, Keyshawn, in 12 minutes in his average, 2 rebounds. You know, he has scored 5 points. So, I mean, when he's gotten in there, he's had some good games, but – I mean, he's just not – there's not a whole lot more that he's doing. So the guy, Cameron Matthews, is averaging 9 points, 6 rebounds. He has 40 steals on the year. He has 50 assists. Last night, he was in position to get a triple-double last night. So, I mean, I agree with you. Like, team – I mean, we saw Kentucky sagging off in the paint on him. They were going to let him shoot a three-pointer if he wanted to. They didn't care. But everything else he does is just invaluable, and it's hard to imagine Keyshawn taking away a lot of those minutes.
Right.
But he could be helping Mississippi State right now and picking up, you know, 12, 15 minutes a game, I think.
So bringing in Vanderbilt this weekend, I mean, it's scary. Playing Vanderbilt is a scary proposition for every team in the conference right now. Because your fans and everybody's going to expect you to win and win big. And if you lose that game, it is an absolute anchor on your net ranking.
Doesn't help you at all, really.
Doesn't help you at all, can only hurt you. It's similar, you know, you remember last year when State was on the bubble and they had to play South Carolina, and we were going through the same discussion of, gosh, if they lose that game, it's probably over. But even if they win, it's going to hurt their net a little bit. Even this win will hurt State's net in some ways if State's able to beat Vanderbilt. And I keep saying it, and I know it's true, they're not going 0-18 in the conference. They're not. They're going to step up and bite somebody. The pressure is on Mississippi State in this game, which is kind of interesting, right? After 4 games, maybe you thought you were going to beat South Carolina, but it is tough to win on the road. But losing 2 out of 3 to Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama isn't a huge surprise to anyone. I think it's just the way they've played these past couple games. If they had lost these games like 66-58, the way they were losing them a year ago, I don't think anybody's too riled up about it. But when they're giving up 80 and 90 points, that makes you go, what's going on with this team? Because that's not the Chris Jans way.
Yeah, and those games didn't hurt Mississippi State really at all. If you look at their net, I think they're 34 right now in the net, and that's with 3 losses. So it didn't really hurt, but I kind of look at this new SEC schedule like in pods.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you kind of look at, you know, the games that you have, like 4-game pods. And State's in another 4-game pod here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think they need to go 3-1. I'm looking at this.
Coming
Vanderbilt
after this weekend or the weekend they're currently
with Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Yeah. Vanderbilt, Florida, and Ole Miss. I think Mississippi State needs to win those games. I think you're at the spot right now where, like, you really need to win ball games and start building a resume. And it's hard to say that they like need that, but they do. I mean, they need to win a couple of road games here. I just don't think they're going to beat Auburn. So I'm not going to predict them to win that game, but I think those are three winnable games. I think Ole Miss is being exposed a little bit. They're starting to play SEC competition and they're starting to kind of fall back a little bit. So that's a rivalry game. They really need to take that game, I think. And that would be, should be a quad one game. Can't lose to Vanderbilt, obviously. So
Right.
this is an important stretch right here.
It's interesting that you pick those four games and you say State needs to win two road games, and there's that home game with Auburn that you don't think State can win. And not that I necessarily, again, necessarily disagree with you, but it is tough to win on the road. But after and if you really go a step further, after this Vanderbilt game, I think you have four straight quad one opportunities. I believe Florida is, and then you're Auburn at home, Ole Miss on the road, Alabama on the road. Three of after this weekend's game, three of your next four are on the road, and they're all quad ones. You have a chance to, just get a couple wins. And State's resume took a boost the other day. Washington State, when they beat Arizona, they've climbed into quad one territory for Mississippi State as well. Let me bring the net rankings up here just so I can double check that. So State currently 34th. They only dropped one spot after losing to Kentucky. They are okay. So they're 1-3 in quad one, which means that Washington State has dropped back down again. Where is Washington State?
What's their net?
Washington, they're 51, and a neutral
Right on the
site.
edge.
Yeah, a neutral site win over them. They have to be. Let me double check that.
50.
Yeah, well, let's be sure. Let's be sure, Robbie.
It's 1 through 30
Yeah.
at home,
Yeah.
1 through 50 neutral site,
Right.
one through 75 on the road.
Right. So,
I mean, the state's going to have a ton of quad one opportunities in the SEC play. I mean, a ton.
yeah. And so
And,
looking at,
Georgia is climbing. I don't know where their net is right now.
I can tell you.
That's going to be at home,
They're
though.
79th. So you,
Okay, so that's not going to be a quad one.
no, that game's in Starkville.
Yeah.
So you have an opportunity, I think, to get it to quad two if Georgia continues to win some games.
So to me, you got to beat Vanderbilt. Here's the ones you cannot lose to:
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt, Arkansas,
Mizzou.
Missouri,
Yeah. LSU.
LSU.
Yeah.
Those are games. I mean, it's in Baton Rouge.
It has been in Baton Rouge, but I mean that's not the fortress that it used to be.
That's going to be at worst a quad two.
Yeah.
I don't know where their net is right now, so that wouldn't be.
LSU is currently 91.
Okay. So that's going to be a quad two.
Are we 100% sure?
Quad two games on the road, 76 through 135.
Yeah, okay, then we're good.
But you can't lose to Arkansas. They're dropping like a rock. You can't lose to
107.
Vanderbilt. What's happened to them, man?
Well, they got a win the other night, so that
Yeah, they almost blew that.
they did. They were a second away from being 0-4 in the conference, which would have been incredible. So just looking at the, you mentioned Vanderbilt. Let's just go through these nets and so we can see what we're doing here. Vanderbilt 244, right? Can't lose that game. Then you play at Florida. That's not what we wanted to do, Brian. Florida. They're 52 in the net, so that's quad one. Auburn at home. Auburn is seventh. So I mean, yeah, no issues there. Ole Miss currently 60th. That's quad one. And then Alabama
They're
again.
dropping.
Yeah, they're dropping, but they're not going to drop that far between now and 2 weeks from now. And then Alabama is still fifth in the net, so obviously a quad one when you go to their to Coleman Coliseum in a couple of weeks. So some real opportunity, and you don't have to get them all. You don't have to get them all, but you need to get a couple.
No.
If
Well, I
you
mean,
walk out of this, you beat Vanderbilt, you beat Florida, and you beat Ole Miss, that's probably you're fine. You're absolutely fine.
what you got right now is, you're just not taking. I mean, you've had all these quad one opportunities, and you got a huge win against Tennessee. Don't get me wrong, but you're kind of stacking losses too in winnable games. Now, Kentucky, I don't think any of us expected them to beat Kentucky. It's just the Alabama game that's annoying, and the South Carolina game is annoying right now.
Yeah.
Those are two games that were there for the taking, and you didn't do enough to win them. Now,
There are better
Tennessee
ones
has
to win.
allowed you a little bit of room because you were able to get that one, and no one expected you to win that game. And that's going to be a top 10 win probably all year. That's going to be a huge win for your resume. But you've got to start building more of a resume here. And beyond that, you got to get wins.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 1-3 in the league right now.
Yeah.
And I think they'll win on Saturday against Vanderbilt. But like
Here's
you
why.
said, I mean, you just never know in this league.
What I think is this. I think this team is better than last year's team. I really do think that. I think they have more weapons.
Yes.
But defensively, they're not as good, but I think they're overall, they're a better basketball team. And so that team started out 1-7 and finished 8-10. I don't think this team's starting out 1-7. I think they're going to get some wins in the coming weeks. They're going to finish around 500, maybe 10-8 when it all shakes out, and that's comfortably in. They'll be in the high 20s, low 30s for net. They'll be in fine shape. But
Yeah, if they win 10, they're not sweating like last year.
no, I think at 9 they're not sweating, to be honest with you. So
Yeah, because their net's probably going to be
their net's
better than
going to
it
be in
was.
the 30s. Last year their net was in the 50s because they went through that tough stretch. They also lost some games they should not have lost last year. They lost that had that loss to Georgia. That was a really bad loss in conference play. The loss to Vanderbilt was not a great loss there at the end of the season. I think I've said it before. I think if they had won that game at Vandy, that they had a chance to win, they probably wouldn't have been in the play-in game. But it is what it is. So Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, 2:30 tip on the SEC Network. Some guy named Cross on the call. Don't know how he's going to do. Sounds like an amateur to me.
Oh, great.
I know, right? He'll be here. He'll be here. He's here the next 2 weekends. He's got the Auburn game as well. So,
Who will he be cheering against in that game?
he's a pro. He'll be all right.
He is. I like
I was
Richard on the
telling
call.
Borky was saying, he said, we're about to that one of our favorite times of the year where we get a bunch of texts and tweets that go, I hate Richard, but he is really good on basketball.
Yeah, you can't really, unless you just absolutely hate the guy and refuse to take off the maroon glasses, you can't really diminish like the job he does. I think he does a really good job on basketball
He's
for
great.
sure.
He's really good. Ah, big game. It's weird with these kind of games against teams, that you should beat, right? I mean, I haven't seen the line, but my guess is State's going to be like a 10 to 11 point favorite, right? And they probably should win by 15, 20 points. But it's terrifying to play this team. That's one thing that Vanderbilt has going for them is the pressure is on the other team every single night. Vandy plays every game with no pressure. They are
Yeah.
not under any kind of stress whatsoever. If they win, great. Nobody expected it. If they lose, well, then nothing changed. So we'll see where that takes us. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Guys, we're only a few weeks away now from Valentine's Day. It's time to start making reservations at your favorite steakhouses and these nice restaurants to grab a Valentine's Day steak. All right, Valentine's Day is for the ladies, right? That it's for them. There's not a whole lot in it for us guys, but we do get to go out and have a nice dinner at our favorite steakhouse more often than not and enjoy a great meal. And you can do that any day, especially if you got a grill, fire it up, put yourself a ribeye on there. And you're just going to be happier at the end of that than you were before. I promise. So, beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are after. This weekend, if you're going to be in Starkville, great time to have lunch at Two Brothers. Enjoy it and then walk over to the hump or head over to the hump. That's a good day waiting to happen. Don't forget, it's not just barbecue when you're at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. It's smoked Southern soul food. It's right there in the heart of the Cotton District, and it's a Bulldog Initiative business, Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products and great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years, which is a long time to be doing anything. No businesses that stay open for that long, one thing is for certain. They have taken care of their customers. They have made sure their customers are satisfied even after the sale. You just know that that's the case. So 49 years tells you that when you buy a copier or a printer from Advantage Business Systems that if you do have a problem, you're going to be able to call them back and they're going to be able to fix it. And that's a huge thing. You think about some of the service issues and nightmares that people have dealing with big box companies. This is something you don't have to worry about when you deal with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business.
You okay?
What?
You okay there?
Yeah, I was checking something out. I was looking at something else, and like my brain went two directions at once. And I was like, hold on to it, Brian. Hold on to the rope. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue, they've got the next polo or pullover you're going to be looking for. And it's just like this, guys. The Banner M, it's heading on down the road. All right. It's taking a walk. And you don't want to be there for that anymore. You want to get some new gear with the M over S, the State Script, the interlocking. They've got it at the Rogue. Great looking polos, great name brands, and of course the logos that you guys have been asking for. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at the Rogue. Robbie, we need to give some more attention to our friends about 90 miles or so to the east of us.
I was just thinking that. I was actually going to bring that up.
Okay. I knew they weren't going to be able to handle it. I knew they were going to have some issues adjusting to this, but they have surpassed my expectations for lunacy. These people are insane.
The first thing I was going to mention was there is no one on planet Earth that has taken more glee from this than Matt Mascana. He had like an
Yes.
11-minute video yesterday of him just laughing. It was just him laughing and talking about everything
Like when
that's
Brandon
going
Walter and I,
terrible.
when Cam Akers signed with Ole Miss or signed with
Pretty
Florida.
much.
Yeah. Okay. I
I
may
mean,
find this video.
everything that's popping up right now, he is quote tweeting.
All right. I'm going to have to
And
follow that.
like the latest was there's this one of Washington's offensive linemen is entering the portal and is going to take a visit to Alabama. And he quotes it and says, the offensive line that got dump trucked by Michigan in the Natty. Then he's quoting all these players in the portal with
Oh my
the
God.
Evan Almighty or the Bruce Almighty gif of Jim Carrey just being gleeful. That's all day every day for Matt.
Oh man, he's having fun. He took a shot at Mincy too, so I'm a big fan of that. Don't get me wrong.
Good.
I like that.
Yeah, we have a now we have someone that is encouraging people not to give money to
I
church.
was just going there.
They should instead,
We
the
are in crisis.
church is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, God, this is so great. I'm so happy they're going through this.
It's incredible. And look, I'll be the first one to say they've had a little more attrition than I thought they would. I mean, they're losing a lot of guys, but they're learning now that what we've said for years. I'm glad I was right. And of course, I say that Alabama could go 12-1 next year and win the national title. But so I guess it'd be 14-1, but whatever. No, it'd be more than that. It'd be like 16-1.
Yeah, times are
Regardless.
changing.
Regardless. They could do that. But we said for years that when Saban retires, it's gonna be back to business as usual for Alabama, right? And it is. And I read a very interesting article. I would encourage you all to read it if you're an Athletic subscriber, by Ari Wasserman, who talked about how the approach that Kalen DeBoer and his staff took at Washington, very much sort of the Mullen approach, right? Of we're going to try to evaluate, find those undermined, underappreciated assets, and go from there. And the question wasn't, would that kind of approach be successful at Alabama? It was, would Alabama fans accept it? Because they want to win recruiting titles too. They want to have that top-rated class. They want to sign five-star kids. So how do you go about doing that at Alabama? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that the Saban discount was a real thing. You know that now. You know that there were kids who took less NIL or no NIL to go and play for Nick Saban. There was a thread yesterday on the Alabama On3 site where they talked about only having maybe 2,000 members to Yay Alabama. That they did something yesterday, kind of similar to when John Cohen walked out the door and took his shots at Mississippi State. That it's kind of the opposite. Whereas Greg Byrne got on there and was like, "Need your help," and they picked up like 1,000 members yesterday. And if Alabama gets deep into NIL, if their fan base wants to contribute, they'll have a massive fund. But they don't have it right this second, evidently. And that to me is very interesting because they're learning that. It wasn't at the magic of Tuscaloosa. This is sort of the same thing of being blown away by the square, right? Like, it wasn't the magic of Tuscaloosa that was drawing these recruits in. It was, I want to play for Nick Saban. Now that Nick Saban is gone, they're just like everybody else in a way.
Correct. I mean, Nick Saban could have gone just about anywhere and had a lot of success. It wasn't just that he was at Alabama and it was just the A that everybody was coming to. They were coming to play for Nick Saban and his coaching staff because he was the greatest of all time. Well, now that piece is missing, and now you're back to just being Tuscaloosa and Alabama, which is better than a lot of places in college football. It's better than most just because of the history that they have. It sells itself in that two of the greatest coaches of all time have coached there, and they got the most – championships ever. That's a thing. But it's definitely going to be a lot more difficult for them to find that same success. And their fans are struggling with that. They're already kind of seeing, uh-oh, we just lost the GOAT.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
It is something. It is something to behold right now. I'm interested to see what they do in spring practice because it looks like, they may only have like 50 guys or so. They've lost so many guys that like their spring practice is going to be, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get through it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a 3A school out there.
I'm sure they'll go steal a lot of other people's players at some point.
They're going to be fun to watch in the spring window. The tampering that's going on right now has got to be epic. They're probably talking to everybody. But at the same time, if I'm Alabama right now, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm reaching out to every superstar player in the country and be like, look, this is still Alabama. We got money. We got playing time. Come play for us. I definitely would call Walter Nolan over at Ole Miss. I would definitely give him a call. And then, every other superstar out there, they need to be hearing from Alabama at this point. So,
yeah, they're definitely going to start the tampering pretty soon.
No choice. They don't have any choice.
Does their fan base have a bus driver that might tell them that they could be a little spoiled? Somebody needs to step up and let them know.
Oh, God. You're spoiled is all you are. In that case, though, that he's correct, that bus driver would be correct. He would be correct. So, all right. We'll be back on Sunday. We'll recap State versus Vanderbilt. We'll recap the women's game. We're not going to be able to get to that tonight, but Rekia Jackson back in the hump again. Mississippi State, Tennessee, big women's game. That got moved up to 4 o'clock on Friday, so that game will have already happened as you're listening to this. And we'll talk a little bit more about the women. If they win this game, we can say they're on a little bit of a hot streak and putting some things together in the SEC. Plus, we might have some recruiting news to talk about. We're getting closer to baseball. It's that time of year here on Thunder and Lightning. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.